Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Job change in Riyadh coming up anyway. King Salman of Saudi Arabia has made his 31-year-old son, Mohammed bin Salman, first in line to succeed him as king, a spot previously held by the king's nephew, the crown prince. The opaque motives and machinations of the Saudi royal family are as mysterious as they are important to the region. Ambassador James Smith, former ambassador to Saudi Arabia from 2009 to 2013. Ambassador, it's good to have you back on The Takeaway.
John, it's great to be back with you.
Can you penetrate and see what's going on here? There's been lots of talk about modernization and getting the royal family and the debt problems under control in Saudi Arabia. And what do you see this as?
There are several very distinct things that are going on. For decades, the Saudis had a very conservative foreign policy, very conservative in their movements within the country and in government, and dominated by a leadership in the country that was aging. They had the United States as their sponsor, their guardian. They are a very large country, small population, with a lot of oil. And they could always depend on the United States. And they could depend on the United States because we were their biggest importer of oil. Over the last decade, all of that has changed. And we're no longer an importer. We're actually a competitor. And the Saudis no longer feel that they can guarantee support from the United States. So what you see across the board is a move towards self-sustainment. You see a much more proactive, some would say very aggressive foreign policy in Yemen, Qatar recently, their actions toward Iran, even public statements about Turkey. It's clear they're making a major shift to a younger generation as a part of a move toward youth and vitality as opposed to the old conservative plotting generation.
Ambassador Smith, is the youth and vitality an issue for the foreign policy in Saudi Arabia, or is it more a way of combating the Wahhabi influences of traditional, very traditional Islam within Saudi Arabia that have been seen by outside observers to hold the country back socially?
John, I think it's both. In order to grow that private sector economy, you need entrepreneurship and youth and vigor. You need movement on women's empowerment and opportunities for women to succeed. And it'll take a young generation to drive that through. There's been a lot of movement against the ultra-conservative establishment. Prince Mohammed bin Salman is behind all that. So I think you'll see with a younger generation, there will be less patience with this idea that, quote, it will take time. So there's reason for optimism in all of this. And it's not just Mohammed bin Salman, John. If you look at the slate of changes, it is actually a move to the third generation, because the former crown prince, Mohammed bin Naif, the Minister of Interior, he was replaced, but he was replaced by his nephew, the son of his brother, Saud bin Naif, and they're actually very, very close. So the Ministry of Interior still flows from Prince Naif, who passed away in 2011, Mohammed bin Naif, and now Abdulaziz bin Saud bin Naif. So while the changes look radical, there's actually some stability in these functions, and it's just moved to a younger, more vibrant generation.
James Smith is former ambassador to Saudi Arabia from 2009 to 2013. He's currently executive vice president of Southern New Hampshire University School of Engineering. Ambassador, thank you so much.
John, good talking with you again.